As lawmakers will now try and reach a compromise with the short-term lifting of the government shutdown, Wyoming lawmakers are holding firm with President Trump's demand for a wall. Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
President Trump turned heads for different reasons on Saturday when he put those DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Kids, on the table as a potential way to end this partial government shutdown. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says it showed Trump is serious.
I think it shows that he's willing to, do something reasonable and try to come to an agreement. And in this situation, if you look all across the country, that's what people want. I think they look at Washington right now and, they want to know that people are working to be reasonable, come to a compromise.
Cheney also predicts Trump's offer will eventually move Democrats, like Speaker Nancy Pelosi, closer to the GOP's position that a wall is essential.
Yeah, I think she's particularly got members who are vulnerable, who are in swing districts, and they've got people at home who are saying, what in the world, you won't secure the border. It's going to be tough. It's going to get increasingly tough for her to hold her caucus together on this.
But most Democrats say the pain being felt from the closure of 25% of the federal government is too much pain for many to endure, especially those in Indian country. New Mexico Democratic Congresswoman Deb Haaland is one of the two newly seated Native American women in Congress.
Indian country's been hit hard before the government shut down, so yeah, this doesn't help, obviously.
Haaland says most Democrats support efforts to put new security measures along the border, but that they don't want to support a wall that many experts say is unnecessary.
I think there's a lot of solutions to border security. But we shouldn't hold the American people hostage. I mean, there's millions of people who are affected by the shutdown. The government needs to open, and we're willing to talk.
But Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says when he was recently back in Wyoming, that's not the message he heard. When specifically asked about this historic closure of the national parks and the broader Interior Department, he said he hasn't heard a complaint about it.
One person after another after the next said, build the wall. Stand with the president. Make sure we have border security. Border security is national security.
But Montana Democrat John Tester questions Barrasso's account.
I think that's a false narrative. I'll just tell you that. I don't believe that's true at all.
Tester says his voters want the government fully functioning, their federal parks open, and more border security.
They want to see the parks opened up. They want to see the federal workers put back to work. And they want to see us negotiate on a good southern border security policy and a good northern border security policy.
But right now, Washington is just filled with bad blood. So Republican leaders like Barrasso and Cheney remain skeptical that Democrats like Speaker Nancy Pelosi are negotiating in good faith.
Well, the problem is that, the president asked her directly, if I open up the government, then will you, come to the table on a wall? And she said, absolutely not. So this is all, playing games and wasting time. The president is not going to sign any of the bills that they're putting on the floor.
Well, Cheney says she's still with the president, who has still refused to sign any bill to get even part of the government open unless he gets wall funding. She says she hates the shutdown.
At the same time, people are working without pay, and that is just, Wyoming obviously has got a lot of federal employees, and it's a situation we got to be working to solve. We should never have, people being asked to do things and they're not getting paid for it.
So for now, and into the foreseeable future, the shutdown and this high-stakes game of political chicken still continue to grip the nation. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.